Port Adelaide announced last night that Jared Schofield will join the club's coaching panel after a highly successful stint as coach of the Subiaco Footy Club in the Waffle. He's coming off a premiership, which is great news, and he joins us now. Jared, welcome to the show and congratulations.
No, thanks very much, and thanks for having me, fellas.
Pleasure. Hey, 6 years at Subiaco, incredible success. 5 grand finals, 3 premierships. I'm sure you've had plenty of offers over the journey. Why this time did you decide to accept the Port one?
Yeah, I think, obviously, the close relationship I have with the club, being a former premiership player, and, you know, I spent 6 years of my career there, and yeah, I just sort of felt also that the way that we finished as a club this year to win all 3 grades, and as I said 12 months ago, I felt like we had unfinished business after losing last 2017 grand final appeal, and just super proud, you know, to go through undefeated. It just felt like the timing was right. I had full support of my family, my wife and my 2 children, and just saw it as a right time to sort of step forward and take on a new journey and look, really looking forward to getting to Port Adelaide.
It's an incredible record, Jared. Mm. We'll get to the role in the Port, but I want to just concentrate on that for a sec. You know, Subiaco is one of the proud and oldest clubs in the Waffle. It is a fiercely fought competition. 5 grand finals in 6 years, 3 flags. Went through undefeated. Not only that, you won the grand final by 81 points. What is the secret? What is the magic of Jared Schofield? What is your footy philosophy, Jared? That is an incredible record.
Yeah, look, I've been blessed, you know, and it starts with our leadership group, you know, led by Kyle Horsley. I'm just blessed that they really drive the standards. But we're very big on making sure that we reward players for hard work and effort. Obviously, talent gets you so far, but we want to make sure the guys buy into the footy club, they buy into our game, and they're rewarded in that way. And look, over the last 4 years, after every grand final, we've actually cycled a third of our side. And I think by doing that, whether it be through guys getting drafted, travelling, retiring, it's really sort of instilled a lot of confidence in the blokes that have missed out playing twos to really keep pushing forward because they do get opportunities. And that's what we've been able to do. And that's why I think it's made us such a strong club over the last 5 years. You know, and what people probably don't realise, especially in Adelaide, is that our reserves, our boys went back-to-back and our Colts won their first flag in 29 years. Okay. So the club's in really good hands, and that's hence why, you know, I think it's a good time to move on.
You're being very humble there because you do need somebody to drive that bus or the coach, whatever you want to call it. Are you an attacking coach? Are you a defensive coach? What's your game style? We hear you're skill-based and, you know, you've got to be able to make good decisions and hit targets. So it's a perfect little fit, I think, for Port. Mm. Describe it for us.
Yeah, look, if anyone probably relates to how I used to play, I do have a bit of flair in that aspect, in that space where I want the blokes to play on instinct. You know, they are footballers and you can't make them like robots, but I'm very big on the other side of the game. You know, what we do when we don't have the ball. And that's where I think our level of standards within our game has seen us stay at the top. And by having a buy-in from the players, they understand the game plan, which is pretty simple. And, you know, having that also the support of the coaching group that deliver the same message, and we're consistent on that. But like, at the end of the day, the guys are natural footballers. You've got to allow them to explore that. But at the same time, it's about buying into their role and committing to the game plan that we've been able to install on these players over the last sort of 6 years.
We hear your care factor's high as well, which is great, and communication. So what's your role? Right, you're here now. What's your role?
Yeah, look, I'll be taking on the midfield working closely with Scotty Thompson and, you know, very obviously taking some advice from Vossi, obviously been looking after the guys there over his time there. And, yeah, so I'm really excited about, you know, working with, you know, the likes of Ollie and Travis and Tommy and the rest of the group there, and I'm really looking forward to getting their insight. And, just being a part of it. Hopefully there's some exciting times moving forward.
So it looks like they've restructured that a little bit. What will Michael Voss be doing now if you're taking over in the midfield?
Oh, look, I'm not 100% sure, but I think, you know, he might be more stepping up into a role of maybe what Matty Nicks did. Yep. But like I said, I'm not fully across that. All I know is that, they'll be offering me the midfield role to work closely with Scotty Thompson, who's been working in the development side of things there.
Oh, sounds great. Your son Taj is eligible to be a father-son prospect. I think he becomes eligible for the draft in the next year or so. Did that play into it at all, the fact that he could come with you, be in Adelaide and maybe take up that offer if he's good enough?
Look, yeah, it's an interesting one. If anything, it probably made me sort of really think long and hard about whether it was the right fit, because I didn't want to put any undue pressure on him. Look, he's got 2 more years. I think he's 2020, he's draft eligible, and look, he's in a really good space at the moment with his footy. You know, having been, you know, premiership player, now Colts youngest player to play in the competition in a premiership, and, you know, played state football, all Australian, all those accolades that come along with it. It was very unsettling to think that I might have put him out of his comfort zone. But yes, being part of the Father-Son Academy, he gets that opportunity to rub shoulders, I suppose, with the boys that are there, which is very similar to, you know, reading an article on Tom Mitchell, you know, with his dad Barry, you know, when he was at the age of 15, 16 over here in Perth. And look, it's exciting for him, and he knows there's no guarantees in life, and he's got to work harder, but he's definitely got a great opportunity over the next 2 years to put his case forward. And look, if he got drafted by Port Adelaide, he'd be wrapped. At the same time, if it's not the right fit, he'll go anywhere. But yeah, look, it's exciting for him too.
Port's premiership player, Jared Schofield, our guest. It's great the Port have got him back. Have you spoken to Ken Hinckley yet?
Yeah, spoke to Ken yesterday and had a quick chat. Didn't get into too much detail, but you know, it was the welcome phone call, and you know, and obviously looking forward to working with him, Michael and Nathan Batson and Brett Montgomery coming back, you know, into the coaching ranks too. And I think the thing that really sort of, you know, made me feel comfortable about my decision was I spent a week in the middle part of the year when WA played South Australia. It was the showdown. It was a fantastic game, and I was very fortunate that Ken allowed me to sit on the inner sanctum of their line meetings and their match committee, and spend some time just seeing what happens behind closed doors in the AFL ranks. And it really opened my eyes up to be excited about those prospects. And I was, you know, obviously very thankful that Ken allowed me to do that. So I could see straight away that the dynamics of the coaching group was strong, the play group was strong, and I wanted to be a part of it.
Can you improve their kicking and their decision-making? Yes or no?
I'm not going to be putting my hand up to say I'm the difference, but no. I think, you know, as a collective, as a footy club, like every footy club, you know, does at the end of each season, whether you win premierships or not, you look at reviewing, you review your list, you review your whole club and game plan, and Port Adelaide will be no different. But I can't sit here and say I'm going to be any different. What I will be, I'll be one of many coaches looking to improve the whole group.
You mentioned Brett Montgomery coming back to the club, premiership teammate, so that's be nice to reunite and work together.
Yeah, look, it's great. You know, I haven't really had much to do with Brett since our premiership days. You know, he's been off doing his thing, but, you know, we stay in contact, you know, through social media and the text messages and the like. But I know the families are excited. You know, our wives are very good friends, and it just makes settling in a lot easier. And that's hence going back to initially in our conversation about Port Adelaide and why it's the right time. Not only do I have a close connection with the club, but the support I have outside the footy club, with a lot of close friends, are super excited about the Schofields coming back to Adelaide and being part of Port Adelaide again.
Oh, exciting. Hey, can West Coast win?
I think they can. If anything, you know, they've beaten them at the MCG. They've beaten them on Optus in what was a close game a couple of weeks ago. And I just think, yeah, if their key fours can get firing, yeah, they definitely can win it, which will be a great spectacle for sure.
Now, Jared, you mentioned the Schofields were quite excited to come back to Adelaide. The Port Adelaide fans that I've spoken to are quite excited about having you back as well. We wish you all the best, and we'll follow you with interest in the coming years.
No, thanks, guys. Looking forward to it.
Hey, Scoey, Adelaide hasn't changed, mate, but we've got a new oval.
Yeah, it's a good oval too.
Good man. Jared Schofield. Yeah, what a record. Bix, 5 waffle grand finals in 6 years, 3 flags.
Yep, interesting. Played at 3 different clubs as well. So played at West Coast, Port Adelaide, then finished off at Fremantle. So played under lots of different coaches. Settled over there. Has that
good
great coaching career. So, look, he brings a bit to the table, no doubt about that. And what about when he played? He talked about having that flair and encouraging players to take the game on. He sold a pup as good as any. I reckon he did that about 2 or 3 times a game. He'd feign a kick and then just duck around the player and often kick some
goals. Hope Chad Wingard was listening to that, because that's what he needs. He needs a player of a coach that allows him just to play. Play what's in front of you, sell a pup, take him on, kick a goal, fly for a mark. I reckon hearing that interview, if I was Chad, I'd go, I don't mind that.